Saturday at noon on the SEC Network. It's clean, old-fashioned hate. Georgia Tech in Georgia. The Yellow Jackets, 7-4. The Bulldogs, 10-1. That only loss down in Death Valley to LSU. And the Bulldogs, no matter what happens on Saturday against an ACC opponent, they are in the SEC title game. Tech, they started out 1-3, but they've won 6 of their last 7, and they come in with a lot of momentum. But the Bulldogs lead this series 66-41-5.
Coach, one thing I've noticed when I was doing my handicapping for the week, it's a bit odd, but Georgia Tech is a sandwich game for Georgia, and Alabama versus Auburn is a sandwich game for Alabama, and both teams are big favorites, but Georgia Tech and Auburn have a chance to throw a real wrench into the whole system.
Yeah, both of these teams should win easily, and Georgia, especially against Georgia Tech. I think Auburn's better than Georgia Tech. And Georgia, again, get Jake Fromm enough snaps to stay fresh and to stay sharp, and then turn it over to Justin Fields. Let him get some meaningful snaps in this football game. But as we know, the big variable in this game is going to be Georgia Tech's offense, because it can frustrate even the most talented of teams and get you off kilter and get you out of your game plan. And you don't see it often. So you only have 4 days to prepare for this option out of the whole year, and it is frustrating to play.
Right, and the Dogs are a big favorite. But one thing, some hope for Yellow Jacket fans, the road team has won 5 straight in this series. And, of course, if the road team wins this one, it could shake up the entire college football playoff picture. Georgia, you talked about that triple option, and you and I, as a coach and a handicapper, we put more stock into that than most. Georgia hasn't seen the triple options since last year's game versus Tech. It's not easy to defend. It can frustrate teams. We saw the Citadel do it to Alabama. I think Alabama had maybe 4 offensive possessions in the first half of that game. So when your offensive possessions drop, it's very frustrating. I see Georgia winning the game, going to Atlanta with an 11-1 record. As for the point spread, you think it's going to be a blowout? Maybe so. Georgia's blown out a lot of teams, but I think Georgia Tech may be able to keep it within the number.
One thing that option offense does is it eats a lot of clock, and as long as you can make a few first downs here and there, you can go through a quarter rather quickly.
Absolutely. Just, again, like the Citadel did to Alabama. Alabama offense 4 possessions the entire first half.